7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Ensure we're all traveling in the right direction. This call may be monitored or recorded.
It's 7:41 p.m.
Oh, 7:41 cannot be correct, because it's not. The actual time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin. Yowza, that was a loud one. The Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, hello, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee once again. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And this is the point where I would be pouring tea. But I'm not pouring tea today. I just drank all my tea, and I am now bleaching my teapot because it's got all tan and stained and all that again. So it's got to go through the weekly process of bleaching and cleaning and all that. And so that's what's happening right now. This was sort of the best time to do it, only because, you know, I just ran out of tea and I was going to make some more tea, but everything needed to be cleaned. And so I cleaned the lid and everything, and I got the filter and the pot soaking and all that stuff. So blah, blah, blah. I'm not drinking tea on the air today. Okay, that's fine. What are we going to do instead? I don't know. Let's get out of the car. Oh, yada. Okay, success. I have successfully extricated myself from the automobile, rock and roll, and I'm outside. Listen to all that sounds of wilderness. Yeah, cool. Where am I? Well, I'm at beautiful Fort Atkinson in Fort Calhoun. Yes, it's confusing. I'm not going to get into it right now. But I was just going to go to Fort Calhoun, which is, well, actually where I am. But I was just going to go to downtown Fort Calhoun. But, you know, there really isn't anything all that great. Well, there's plenty of great stuff in Fort Calhoun. Don't get me wrong. But I couldn't find a shady place to park. So I said, yeah, let's just go to Fort Atkinson. So, you know, I drove down, you know, what is it, 10th Street, 13th Street? I don't know. You can't miss it. You go two blocks that way, and suddenly you're at Fort Atkinson, which is actually a fort, unlike Fort Calhoun, which is just the name of the town. And it's pretty awesome. But then we have Fort Atkinson, which is an actual fort. And when I say fort, you know, I'm talking about, you know, a fort. This is where an army garrison was, what's the word I'm looking for? Emplaced? Bivouacked? I don't have any military words today. That's okay. And I'm walking along this brick path. It's 2 meters wide towards the fort. Big, giant wooden buildings. And one of them's actually being renovated. This is probably the first time it's ever happened, but it looks like it's being refaced. So we're going to check it out. I don't know how long I'm going to be out here, though. It's kind of hot. I'm in direct sun right now. But the thing that disappointed me the most was, as I was pulling into the parking lot, I was looking for one of my most favorite pieces of signage ever. The greatest sign ever, which tells people that if you hear sirens, tune your radio to this frequency. And that's because we're pretty close to a nuclear power plant. It is offline, but what are you going to do? If it wasn't offline, I'd go over there and take pictures of it or do something. I don't know. All right, I'm walking between two of the fort buildings. Boom! And here we are in the middle of the fort. I'm going to get in the shade here. Ugh, I just got attacked by a grasshopper. I'm in front of a door. It says HQ, 6th Infantry. This is an actual fort. I'm about 10 meters from the flagpole. The flagpole is... Oh, they have the short version out. And there's a big bird flying around. I'm the only person out here. Other than that bird person. I'm walking along the boardwalk in front of the parade ground. Wow. They've done a lot of work out here since I've been out here last. It's been a year since I've been out here. I noticed that some new sculptures were added as you drive in. There's some metal sculptures. One was a beaver chewing on a signpost, and there's a bear. There's a deer. There's all kinds of cool stuff. I'm walking by the officer's kitchen. It is currently locked. Otherwise, I'd go in there. We can look in the window. What's in the window? Oh, I can see tables and stuff. And right next to it is the surgery and the hospital. And, oh, I just remembered something else I gotta tell you as I was driving in here. Oh, here's the punishment room. It's locked. There are, yeah, one of these, yeah, here's the guardhouse. Must be in the punishment room. There's a jail. And there's stocks and stuff. And you can, you know, be imprisoned if you'd like. And I've turned the corner. I'm just walking down. There's like six buildings. They're all X meters long. They're all barracks, right? It's a fort, for God's sake. Come on. Here's the office of Company G. Now I'm just walking along. Oh, yeah, here's what I wanted to tell you. As I was driving here, you know, all I got to do is leave my house, drive a mile to where I need to get on the interstate. Then I need to drive, what, maybe 5 miles to 48th Street? Not even that. Company F. And then I head north on Highway 75. And it's fun because you get to drive along and it gets all rural. And you get to see crops and farm stuff. And you get to see farmers doing farm stuff and crops. What are these crops? So it's corn. This is Nebraska. This is the Cornhusker state. But of course you do see soybeans every once in a while. So I was blowing down Highway 75 at a reasonable speed of Mach 4.1. And I was looking at the corn. And I was looking at the soybeans. And then I was looking out over the corn and there was something that was not corn. Something that was three times as tall as corn. That looked like some kind of ivy growing up these string or rope climbing things. And I thought, well, that's unusual. That is not corn. This is Nebraska, and that is not corn. That is also not soybeans. What the hell is that? I don't know what it was. But if I had to guess, and I am guessing, I think it was hops. It looked like hops. It was tall like hops. It was leafy like hops. I thought maybe it was hops, which makes sense. We need hops. There's probably somebody making good beer around here, and they need hops. All right, so I've been walking along the, what is this? This would be the South Barracks. And I'm kind of just walking up to the end here, and I'm actually approaching the bluff. And they took down the palisade that was here. There was a corner palisade thingy built here that is no longer here. But there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of these little, 8 of these little white butterflies on this yellow plant. I don't know what the yellow plant is. It's flowers. Wonder why they took this thing out. But anyway, if you walk over here into the parade ground a little bit, about 25 meters, there's an old foundation here. I don't know what it is, but it's been here forever. It's been here since 18 whenever. It's cool. It's 2 meters wide by 5 meters long. Don't know what it is. It might have been a cistern. Hey, I saw you. I saw you. There's a dude in the hole in this brick foundation. I saw your butt or something go in there. Who are you? I'm looking in a hole. Oh. Oh my god, it's a little froggy. Hi, frog. He's looking out back at me. I won't hassle you. I didn't know frogs lived in bricks, but there's a frog that lives in this brick wall, this little brick foundation. It's flush with the ground, but it's about 3 bricks tall, and it's lower inside. And there's a little frog in the hole. Remember, what the hell? I've never seen a frog in the hole. Okay, so cool stuff happens at Fort Atkinson. And I saw some hops today, and frogs like to hop. There's some kind of theme. I'm now walking along the edge of the bluff. This is the bluff that remains after the river receded. This fort, oh my god, and here's a big chunk of poop. This is raccoon poop. There's a lot of raccoon poop by this old tree. But yeah, this fort was built on the river. And this cliff right here is the old river bank. The river has since receded, and it is how far now? I don't want to say receded. The river has moved, and it's about 2 miles away now, I would guess. About 3 kilometers. And over here, you can go down here. Directly across from where we came in, on the other side of the magazine. Yeah, that's the other favorite thing, my other favorite thing here. Right in the middle of the parade ground is the magazine, the only stone building here. And that's, of course, where they stored the powder. And it's stored in the middle in case it blows up. Where it's away from everything. But, yeah, there's a path cut here. And we can go down this path that goes down the cliff. And this is fun. Why am I doing this? I shouldn't be doing this. But, yeah, I already found something cool. Here's some scarlet cups. Scarlet cup mushrooms. Little ones ranging from 3 to about 14 millimeters across, this big one. Cool. Maybe I'll take a picture of those on the way back up. I did bring my camera. And the only reason I really want to go down here is because I can. It's fun. Maybe we'll see some dudes. I don't know. This is probably a really stupid mistake, though. How am I going to get back up here? Once my leg is completely worn out and toasty. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, we're going to be walking through webs. So let's get a web stick. Oh, this is a weak web stick, but it'll suffice for now. Okay, then we got to go down this little path that goes parallel to the cliff, and we hope that we do not fall off this side, because we will fall down the cliff. And I think I just took spider webs to the face. Okay, whatever. So I'm having a fun day. I have seen a frog in a brick. Okay. Whatever. And I have seen hops. Pretty excited. Now, down here, as we sort of get down in here into the old... spider webs. There's another white butterfly. Once we get down here into the old riverbed, there's a sculpture over here. It's kind of cool. I want to check it out. Oh, it's very overgrown down here. As is to be expected, it's not like you can get any lawnmowers down here. How are we going to get the lawnmower down the cliff? Nobody knows. Although it seems to me you could just sort of drive around. Isn't there some access? There must be some access down in here, because how did they get the sculpture down here, right? There's this cool sculpture down here that I like. It's over here. Oh, I see what's happening. They've got some habitat enhancement project going on. We've got prairie flowers. We've got prairie weeds. We've got prairie, Jesus, everything. The amount of white butterflies. Here, look, there's four of them in combat right there. My God, it's white butterfly ballet season. It's butterfly Bolshoi. All these little white butterflies. Damn, I thought there were a lot up there. Holy crap, no. This is nothing but a giant field of nothing but these little white butterflies. There's hundreds of them. Damn. I've never seen so many butterflies in one freaking place before in my life. And I've been to butterfly releases. Oh, and here's a dragonfly. Hi, dragonfly. He landed near the sculpture and then he took off. And that's where I'm at. I'm standing next to, damn it, look at all these freaking butterflies. Holy crap. It's butterfly party. This is a cool sculpture. And let's see, there's a sign here. I'll just read it. The Meeting Place by Milton Heinrich. Lewis and Clark's first official meeting with an indigenous population, the Oto and Missouri, may have been within 500 yards of this spot. Wow, that's weasel words. It may have been. We don't know. But we're going to just commemorate where they may have met. Oh. The funny thing is directly across the river from here is, of course, the literal Council Bluff. Although there's now some document, or there's some argument, well, it might have been over here. Nobody knows. The X formed by the crossed peeps pipe and feather quill symbolizes the spot of this historic meeting. Yeah, we can go on from there. But yeah, so here's some more raccoon poop hanging out by the cool sculpture. So basically what we have is this round circle that is a compass, or at least sort of not symbolic, it is actual. It's an actual compass rose, but it's a little bit abstract. There's an arrow that points north, there's an N, there's a few large studs. I could just take a picture of it, but there's not going to get a good picture of it. I can't get up high enough to. And anyway, there's like a feather crossed with a peace pipe over the top of it. It's kind of cool. I know what you're probably wondering. Is the pipe functional? I don't believe it is. Now, I am going to try to get a picture of this, even though I have taken plenty of pictures of this before. I'm going to take a picture of it now so I don't have to look for old pictures. Click. Did I get a picture? Maybe. That'll be good enough. We'll just close up the camera. And, oh, more white butterflies. Oh, and there's grasshoppers too. Look at all these hoppers hopping around. And dragonflies. I'm walking through this enhanced environment. Or what did they call? Holy crap. The butterflies. The bugs. There's a tree. And it's nice. What am I doing walking out here? I'm sort of walking towards the river. But I can't see the river. It's far away. There's trees in the way and crops and stuff. Kind of want to go down there to that park. I can't remember the name of it right now, but it's kind of cool. You can see all the old flood damage when the Missouri River flooded. You can, like 10 years ago? When was it? 15 years ago? It's been a while now. You can still see the high water marks on the buildings and stuff. But I'm going to turn around and I'm going to start walking back up the stairs. Wow, it's great down here. And there's a lot of cottonwood trees down here, right? Because we're by the Missouri River. Cottonwood. So we got all this cotton floating through the air. It's not very breezy. So it's just cotton and little white butterflies. I can't even begin to count them. There's 20. There's another 20. Oh my God. I'm surrounded by them. By little white butterflies at Fort Atkinson. Part of the fort system along the Missouri River. We got a lot. We got Fort Calhoun. We got Fort Atkinson. Fort Omaha. That's where the powwow is. And what's that other one that's just outside of Hummel Park? Fort Lucy? Fort? Oh, hey, here's a yellow butterfly. Oh, and here's a damselfly. All these dudes are being represented today. Hooray. So yeah, forts all set up about a day's travel apart up and down the Missouri River. So that's fun. History, historical business. I do like historical business. And I just started thinking of something. The powwow at Fort Omaha. Fort Omaha is down on 30th Street, across the street from where my favorite restaurant used to be, Mr. C's. Fort Omaha, wow, a lot of crazy stuff. Fort Omaha is also where the General Crook House is. And let's see, I'm trying to remember the history. General Crook was the guy who was tasked with bringing back Standing Bear. Standing Bear and his people bolted. Brought him back. And then we had the trial of Standing Bear, which was down in the courthouse in downtown Omaha. I can take you right there. It's the old courthouse now. And it's now a library and historical monument. Because that was the building in which it was determined that Native Americans are actual human beings. And therefore, must be accorded the rights of human beings. And that trial was overseen by... Oh God, now I can't think of the guy's name, but... We got a lot of streets in this city, well, in Omaha, not in Fort Calhoun, named after the lawyers. And of course, we have Lake Standing Bear, which is out by my house. We've been there on dubious schools committee. And now I have climbed back up. Ugh, duck. I've climbed back up. And I'm now walking across the parade ground directly towards the magazine. Breathe, Tobe. Yeah, down there, and all those... Holy crap. Allergens. Oh. Yeah, that's what you get for going down to the habitat reinforcement zone, Tobe. Now those butterflies are down there to get those flowers. Hey, the vultures are circling. Literally. There's a turkey vulture above me, but I'm gonna ditch him because I am now walking into the magazine. And it's kind of cool in here. A big rock building with a wooden roof for the storage of gunpowder and grenades and shot and all kinds of stuff. So yeah, there's wooden floor, big rock building. There's a railing here that keeps visitors away from the other wall, which has a series of shelves on it, on which are boxes. reconstructed like ammo boxes from the era. So we've got, let's see, boxes of flints, ball cartridge caliber 54, a lot of that, 1,000 musket flints, 1,000 musket ball cartridges caliber 69, and we got 1,000 pistol ball cartridges caliber 54. Yeah, nice. 13 millimeter. Here's boxes of 100 port fires. Very cool. And then the boxes of grenades. Yeah. And then there's buck and ball cartridges for rifle and musket, too. Good stuff, good stuff. I know what you're thinking. Where's the powder? I know. They don't even have any powder barrels in here. No powder kegs? Well, I'm just leaving if I can't see any authentic powder kegs. And then there's a sign out here, too. Powder magazine. Construction began on the original powder magazine during the summer of 1820. Black powder, which is used as a propellant for weapons, especially the cannons, was stored in the magazine. Because black powder is explosive, the magazine was built with stone walls and built in the center of the fort. In case the fort was attacked, the location of the magazine made it a difficult target. There's more. You don't care. You already know how powder magazines work. And if you don't, well, that's probably only because you haven't been listening to enough of the Dubious Goals Committee. So I'm trying to think of when the next action is out here. I think it's in a week or two. I think usually around the 1st of August. They do some reenactments out here. And they get guys out here to dress up and fire a lot of black powder guns, make some smoke and noise. It's a good time. But I'm more concerned with getting to the powwow this year. The powwow is not here. Although this would be a great place for a powwow, because this this parade ground is what? Maybe, is it 200 by 300 meters? No. It's about 2 by 2.5 meters. I don't know. This would be a great place for it. But like I said, my favorite powwow, well, at least the closest powwow to me, is the one at Fort Omaha. And it's usually the third weekend of September. Obviously, they didn't have it last year, so I'm looking forward to it this year. Got to get down and get me some Indian tacos, or Navajo tacos, depending on who's selling them. Yeah, here's a pro tip how to get along better with your indigenous friends. If they are Navajo, refer to the tacos as Navajo tacos. If they are from any other nation, call them Indian tacos, not Navajo tacos. And that's how you don't get your ass kicked by indigenous people. Just a bit of advice, little tip there from your little tubster. As he walks down the bricks back towards his car, I'm very curious about those hops. Who's making beer? Who's making beer? I don't know. But maybe we can find out some other time here on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I have made it back to the parking lot. It's way too hot. Let's go somewhere tomorrow, too. Bye-bye!
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.